The Nauru government has barred the ABC from entering the country to report on the Pacific's leading political event, the Pacific Islands Forum. Nauru is hosting the annual meeting this year and has declared it won't allow anyone from the ABC to attend, accusing Australia's public broadcaster of biased reporting and blatant interference in domestic politics. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
Every year, leaders from 18 Pacific Island nations gather for the Pacific Islands Forum, and this year it's Nauru's turn to host the event in September. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will be among the leaders attending. Only three representatives from Australian media outlets will be able to attend, given the limited infrastructure and accommodation on Nauru. So the media outlets coordinated to send one person from the ABC and two from Wires Service AAP to attend on behalf of all Australian media. But in a statement, the Nauru government has said it won't allow that.
It should be noted that no representative from the Australian Broadcasting Corporation will be granted a visa to enter Nauru under any circumstances due to this organisation's blatant interference in Nauru's domestic politics prior to the 2016 election.
It continues to list further criticisms of the ABC.
Harassment of and lack of respect towards our president in Australia, false and defamatory allegations against members of our government, and continued biased and false reporting about our country.
The Nauru government has previously complained about stories broadcast on the ABC airing allegations of corruption by President Barrenwanga and Justice Minister David Adiang and reporting on the island's asylum seeker processing. The ABC's Director of News, Gavin Morris, has released a statement describing the ban as an outrageous restriction on press freedom. He defended the ABC's independent reporting in the region and said the broadcaster won't be giving up the position. Just last week, the Pacific Islands Forum Secretary-General Meg Taylor was reassuring Australia that Nauru would not prevent journalists reporting. She's speaking here on The World, an ABC television program broadcast across the Asia Pacific.
I am confident that it will be a successful forum. There will be differences because it's in Nauru. We do have issues that journalists are concerned about with that they want to get in, but that has been opened up now.
The ABC's outrage at being excluded is shared by other Australian media.
I think it's a terrible decision.
David Crow is a Fairfax journalist and is the president of the Federal Parliamentary Press Gallery. He says Nauru should reconsider this decision.
They've tried to set up this, or they've tried to host this international forum, and they're, I think, sacrificing the integrity of their own forum by conducting the media rules in this way to exclude the Australian public broadcaster.
David Crow, president of the Federal Parliamentary Press Gallery, ending that report by Melissa Clark. And in a statement, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says Australia supports media freedom and that Nauru's decision is regrettable. But the department adds it's the sovereign right of every country to decide who enters its borders.